Supply chain profession discriminates against women, September 19, 2023. More than half of the respondents in the 2023 Women in Supply Chain Leadership Survey undertaken by SAPICS, the professional body for supply chain management, said that they had experienced or witnessed discrimination in the workplace. In a panel discussion at the annual SAPICS conference, Africa's leading event for the supply chain profession, some of the survey results were presented and a panel of women supply chain leaders shared their experiences and insights. This session was rated by SAPICS conference attendees as one of the most popular at the 2023 event, which took place in Cape Town and saw more than 700 supply chain professionals from around the world gather to learn and network. The panelists who took part in the discussion on breaking down barriers for women in supply chain leadership were MJ Schoomaker, SAPICS President and Chief Executive Officer, CEO, of Prosky2E, South Africa, Lebogang Letsoalo, CEO of Sensipoint and the founding member of African Women in Supply Chain, Azuka Akeke, CEO of Africa Resource Center for Excellence in Nigeria, Kirsten Nell, Head of Sales for Janssen Pharma Companies at Johnson & Johnson, South Africa, and Lisa Venziano, Chair of the Association for Supply Chain Management in the U.S. This important discussion was moderated by Dr. Priti Mabaiwa, a leading expert in the field of women's rights, health supply chains, development, conflict, international public law and human rights law, and international relations. Mabaiwa is a seasoned researcher who helped to develop the SAPICS Women in Supply Chain Leadership Survey. During the study, SAPICS found that across Africa, there is a lack of information on women in leadership and even fewer insights specific to women in supply chain leadership. The majority, 83%, of respondents were South African, with the balance of participants from Zimbabwe, Botswana, Kenya, Mozambique, and Eswatini, among other countries. These women represent a diverse range of sectors, including the retail, mining, education, finance, cosmetics, health, pharmaceutical, and medical industries. Their roles span all levels of their organizations, mostly in the supply chain sphere. The survey findings did include that 59% of respondents believed career advancement opportunities to be equal across genders. However, 22% strongly disagreed with this. More than half of the participants believed salaries to be higher for men. A lack of self-confidence was cited as one of the biggest barriers to career advancement. Research published by the Harvard Business Review found that while men apply for a job when they only meet 60% of the qualification criteria, women only apply if they meet 100% of the criteria. The SAPICS conference panelists urged attendees to change this, and stated that recruiting managers must be aware of this discrepancy. The finding that 56% of women had experienced or witnessed discrimination in the workplace was one of the survey's most worrying results, said Mabaiwa. Breaking down barriers for women in supply chain leadership will not happen by chance. This was a common thread in the discussion, and the panelists agreed that intentional actions are needed by organizations to attract, recruit, retain, and promote women. The issue of unconscious bias must be addressed, they stressed. Training to overcome this was recommended for everyone in hiring positions and those conducting interviews for promotions. Teams doing the interviews and managing recruitment should be diverse, they stated, adding that an unwavering focus on creating and promoting a diverse culture was vital. This year's Milestone 45th SAPICS conference was co-hosted by SAPICS and the South African Association of Freight Forwarders, SAF. Supply chain practitioners from 32 countries across Africa and around the world attended the event, which has been hosted by SAPICS since 1975.